6, 7, 8, 9...
For heaven's sake, what are you doing?
Well, I was just checking over some stock, Robert.
Well, stop it. It makes me nervous. Well, say, can you operate that typewriter over there?
No, I can't, Robertson. You see, Airball has run that.
Oh, dear. Well, where is Mr. Peters?
Well, see, he wasn't feeling so well today, so he stayed home.
Oh, he always has something the matter with him. What is it this time? Sinus trouble?
What is that, Robertson?
Sinus.
Oh, yes. You mean sinus getting old, huh?
Well, I dare say he has the infirmities of age creeping on him.
No, there ain't nothing creeping on him. He's just getting old, though.
Well, I've just got to have someone to take a letter.
Why don't you put a stamp on it and the mailman will take it?
Oh, I mean write it. Someone to write it.
Why, don't you know how to write, Robertson?
Certainly I know how to write. But I always dictate my letters. I have to hear how they sound. I have an auditory mind.
Yes. Well, what kind of say it was?
Auditory. Haven't you ever heard of an auditory mind?
No, can't say I have. I've heard of a gold mine, a silver mine, but...
I didn't say it was mine.
Well, whose is it?
It's mine. It's mine, but I didn't...
Well, just a minute ago you said it wasn't.
I know I did. But when I said mine, I didn't mean that kind of mine.
Oh, you mean it ain't an auditory mine?
Huh? No. Yes. Hmm. Oh, I don't know what I mean.
Yes, that's what I thought. 10, 11, 12...
Oh, what I said was I have an auditory mind. M-I-N-D.
15.
I have to hear myself talk.
Yeah, it gets kind of tiresome, don't it? 16, 17,
will you please stop that?
18.
I tell you, I have to dictate a letter.
Well, go ahead. Who's stopping you?
And somebody's got to write it down. Now, if you can't operate that typewriter, you have to take it in longhand. Here, you take my fountain pen.
Now, just hold on a minute, Robertson. Just hold on a minute here. I got other things to do besides writing letters for you. You can just write your own letters.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, that's so.
Well, if I do write my own letters, the first one I'll write will be to the police. About that stolen radio equipment.
Now, shucks, Robertson, you...
Are you going to write that letter or not?
Why, of course I am. Man, the ghost, can't you take a joke?
Well, here's the pin. And use one of the store letter here.
Oh, yes, you will run through the guts and left.
You'd better.
Yes, here's one. Who are you writing it to, Robertson?
My brother. I'm going to give him a job on the station. He's a blues singer.
What kind?
Blue. He's a blues singer.
All over or just his face?
Oh, that's just the type of song he sings. Blues songs. He's one of the finest singers on station WART.
Mm-hmm. Well, how much does he charge for singing?
Oh, we can get him for $200 or $300 a week.
$200 or $300? Oh, say, now you look here, Robertson Dunn. I've got enough of this foolishness. I'll pay you $250 a week because I said I would. But you can just forget about working your dad's darn relations in because I ain't going to pay you.
Oh, very well. Then I'll just drop that line to the police.
Oh, but concerning it, Robertson, why can't you be reasonable? You must think me and Ebb's made of money. We can't be...
Do you want me to write that letter to my brother or to the police?
Well, go ahead. What do you want me to put down?
Let's see. Dear Red.
You say Red?
Yes, Red.
A minute ago you said he was Blue.
Oh, Red's his nickname. His full name is Reddington. Now put it down. This way. Dear Brother Red. Have you got that?
Yes, I do.
We are planning a big show next week, and we would like you to join us. You know what we mean. Something Blue. You see, he sometimes sings...
Wait a second. What was that, Robertson?
Blue, he sings.
Oh, yes, I see.
He sometimes sings ballads.
Yes, I have it.
Now, this is going to be nationwide. So I think you'll want to be in on it. And be prepared to give him the work. I know that you'll slay them, as always.
As always, yes. All right, you got it all down. There you be, Robertson.
All right, now leave it there for the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want you to take another letter in a minute.
Just checking my empty telephone, man. Hinch. Hello? Yes? Yes, he's here. Hello? See, that's a funny one.
Who was it?
Why, it was Mr. Smith. He asked if you was around, and when I told him he was, he hung up.
Oh, dear, and I've been trying to locate him all day. Now, where do you suppose he was phoning from?
From the hotel, I reckon.
Well, I'm going to run over there and shoot him some information he won't forget.
Mm.
Now, I'll dictate the other letter when I return.
Mm. All right, Robertson. All right. Another $200 or $300. Land at Goshen. He'll be in the pool house before the darn broadcast starts. Let's see. 17, 18, 19. Did you shoot him?
I beg your pardon.
Excuse me, mister. I thought you were someone else.
Yes, apparently.
Yes, you're darn busy checking over this stuff here that I didn't see who come in.
I see. What's in those tins?
These here?
Yes.
Well, let's see here. This and tea and tea.
Hello, I say tea and tea.
Yes, and this and...
Oh, never mind. Just put it down.
Yes, but you asked
me. I know it's quite all right. It's quite all right. Don't touch them on my account.
All right, just as you say, it's all right. You know, around here, the customer always gets what he wants. Now, is there something I can do for you?
Yes. You see, I am an author.
Yes, yes. Arthur who?
No. I'm afraid you heard me wrong. Author, you know. Author's right.
Mm-hmm.
I say, author's right.
But, Dad, darn it, you just said it was wrong.
I'm afraid you're a trifle confused between author and author. Author is wrong.
Oh, yes. I see now, all right. Yes, Arthur is wrong.
Yes.
Yes, and your name's Arthur.
Yes, my name... No, it isn't at all.
You see?
You're still a trifle muddled. That's what I do.
Oh, yes, that's what you do, huh?
Yes.
Yes, well, how much does a good muddler make?
What?
A muddler. You said that's what you done, muddled.
But I don't, you know. I don't. I positively do not. Yes. I never heard of anything so absurd.
Sir, just a minute, young. Just wait a minute now. Let's get down to cases here. You don't know what your name is, and you don't know what you do, and...
But I do know what I do.
Yes,
Well, I am an author. I live by the pen.
Oh, yes. So that's what you do,
yes,
huh?
That's it.
Good. Well, instead of beating around the bush, why didn't you come to the point and say you raised pigs?
But I don't raise pigs, you know.
Well, then, Dad, burn your hide. What do you do? I ain't got all day to listen to
you. I write.
Well, shucks. That ain't nothing to be so darn proud of. I write myself. Just finished writing a letter here, and a darn well-writ letter, if I do say so myself. Burn your hide, what do you do? I ain't got all day to listen to
you. I write.
Well, shucks. That ain't nothing to be so darn proud of. I write myself. Just finished writing a letter here, and a darn well-writ letter, if I do say so myself.
Look here, I'm not interested in
it
your...
It says, Dear Brother Reb.
What? What's that?
I said it said, Dear Brother Reb. We are planning a big show next week and would like you to join us.
Oh, I say.
You know what we mean. Bluey.
Oh, great Scott, you're...
Pretty good, huh? It says, this is going to be nationwide, so I know you'll want to be in on it. Be prepared to give them the works and slay them all.
Oh, look, you wrote that letter?
You're doing tootin'. And as soon as Robertson Dunn comes back, I'm going to write some more like it.
Do you mean he knows you wrote it?
Why, certainly. Me and him sort of worked it out together. Say, did you say you wanted something?
No. I must be going. Goodbye.
Well, say. Oh, Dad, dingy. There's more crazy fellas wandering into this store. Well, 21, 22, 23, 24.